Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Friday morning, taking your thoughts on the YouTube chat, which after Rex Road's rant has now become a place where everybody's just espousing their food takes, which I'm here for.
Yeah.
Keep them coming.
You like Caleb's grape jelly on eggs. I found that a little
I'd like to give
weird.
It a shot. I'm not going to dismiss it out of hand.
Zach's got a little ranch. Cooking the eggs with a little ranch instead of what? Instead of the milk, is he saying? Or what is he saying?
I put ranch on eggs before.
Instead of milk or water. Yeah, in the mixture, he uses ranch.
So you're talking about in the mix. All
right. You've put ranch on eggs before?
Yeah, I just tried it. Didn't go great.
I wouldn't think that would go well. Yeah, that makes me kind of disgusted. But maybe as part of the cooking process, a little bit of seasoning, I can see how that might be okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Good food takes.
That same buddy in college that put ketchup all over steak used to put some ranch on his Hershey's chocolate bar too.
Holy crap! Is this guy alive? Is he living today?
He is. He didn't do that regularly, but he did try it a few times.
Did I ever tell you about the milk and the jalapenos?
No.
I think I've said it on this show before. I mean, at this point, I've said just about everything of my dumb experiences. But I'll just tell you that in college, in the cafeteria, somehow we came up with take a bunch of, you know, like salad bar in the dorm.
Yeah.
Eat a bunch of jalapenos and then slam a milk and you get a crazy buzz. I mean, what is wrong with us, dude? Like,
Michigan State education coming through,
exactly,
baby.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, sniff your dittos and then, do some jalapenos and milk to get a buzz. Brilliant. Higher education.
The youth will be our future.
I believe the children
future
are our future.
Now.
Let them lead and let them lead the way. No, what's the line?
I have no idea.
She'll give the light and let them lead the way. Dang it.
Hershey's chocolate ranch.
That's an all-timer.
What
That's
a freakish combo
brutal.
That was.
Oh, my God.
Kit Kat ranch. Ugh. What other one? Like a Snickers bar one time you did it? He's a tough one.
That is insane. Teach them well. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston. Also, Randy Watson, sexual chocolate.
There you go. Efforting TD on the program. TD may be on the way to camp. Who knows? See what happens.
No Titans today.
Oh, no Titans today. He's not going to be on the way to camp.
No,
maybe sleeping in.
No media. I think they might be doing something, but no media. Next thing will be will be tomorrow at the stadium, so fans can go check this team out tomorrow.
Remember, didn't Vrabel do they did a practice at the stadium one time, and Vrabel spent time working on punting?
Yeah.
He's just like, we're just going to punt.
I said yesterday in the media room, I'm like, you know what would be a total gangster move by Callahan is just come out and do situational punting all day. Finger on the pulse, Vrabel. Thanks for coming out, fans.
Look at Brett Kern boom this football. We're working on directional punting today, guys. Hope you enjoy it.
That was hilarious. We miss you, Vrabes.
How's Stonehouse looking?
Fine. I can't sit here and say he's out
there.
Can't
watch a whole lot of Stonehouse?
Yeah, he's out there. So, I mean, he said the other day, you know, right? Like I asked him, okay, if you could punt in a game, if today was a game.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I mean, he would play. Is he where he was? I'm sure not.
Yeah.
That's what camp's for. But the fact that he's able to take all these reps and do the whole thing, it's pretty
good. Sign.
Yeah.
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD. TD, good morning. How are we doing?
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
Not a whole lot, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. TD, your impressions of Will Levis to this point. I know that we are 2 days into training camp, but when you factor in minicamp, the whole offseason, what you've seen in camp to this point, and the comments from Brian Callahan, how much progress does it feel like to you that Levis has made here?
Yeah, I think he's made a lot of progress. The main thing for me is just the way he's getting the ball out, just as far as the timing and everything, and that's been kind of the buzzword over the last couple weeks, you know, between camp and then going back to mini camp. It was making sure that he was on time with his throws and things like that. And you're seeing that. And I think that's been really good. He did take a deep shot and missed that one. But, you know, overall, I think he's playing well. It's clear that the things that they worked on are showing, you know, just being able to at the top of the drop get that ball out and know where he wants to go with this. So those are all good things. And then the leadership aspect, he's clearly a guy who this team, they take to.
Who so far, TD, through 2 days, is standing out to you? And it doesn't have to be someone who's going to have a huge role, but just standing out to you and maybe you didn't expect to be thinking about this person right now.
I think Jamal Adams looks a lot quicker than I thought he would. I was talking to Stillman yesterday, and he made a good point. He said that, you know, he doesn't look as big as you would think, you know, given how he played and, you know, the aggressiveness. But he does look quicker, you know, and I thought the quickness was going to be something that was going to, you know, be a hindrance because of his limited coverage skills, but I'm curious to see how that pans out, you know, with him being healthy.
TD, on the D-Hop front, we've talked with you before about the idea of, you know, maybe extending DeAndre Hopkins and what that could look like. I thought some interesting comments from him yesterday about him being as, you know, happier here than he's been anywhere else. What did you make of that and the relationship that the Titans have forged with DeAndre Hopkins, how valuable that is?
Yeah, that definitely made me raise an eyebrow because he won a lot of games with Houston, right? But obviously the Bill O'Brien factor, you know, that's enough to make most people not be happy. So I'll just leave that at that. Then, you know, when he talked about just how he really liked the city itself, Nashville, it's definitely evident that he wants to stay here, you know, because that question was, where do you feel you stand with the organization? And when he said, this is the happiest I've been in my career, like, that lets you know, hey, look, you know, this guy is more than likely open to extending.
Do you think it gets done? Because, I mean, I would assume that there's probably some distance, right? I mean, if they've even gotten into serious talks. But I know Rand Carthon said the other day they have some frank talks, which I can totally see. I mean, do you think that they do, if you had to predict right now, extend them for one before the season starts or early in the season?
I think early in the season they find a way to get it done. I do. And I think that's a statement to the rest of the franchise, to the organization, that they're not in rebuilding mode. They're in a mode where they're reloading and they're looking to win now and be in a good position to win next year.
Didi, what have been your impressions of J.C. Latham throughout minicamp and now into training camp in terms of just how equipped you think he's going to be to play and play well at the left tackle spot early on?
Yeah, I think he's going to be fine. Just seeing a continuation of what we saw in OTAs and minicamp. And the thing I like is, you know, we got to see them go through some team periods, and I know yesterday, like, he was really getting after it, finishing the blocks and everything and getting up and clapping and, you know, doing the more and more and more type of hand gesture, like, come on, let's keep going, you know. And those are all things, like, you see him just getting into the groove and getting into the feel of things. He's going to be a good one. I really do feel that way. And then also just, you know, some of the things that I've learned he's, you know, gotten into and done, you know, during the offseason, he's definitely, he's going to be a good one.
On the other side, TD, I mean, I feel like obviously this team needs Nicholas Petit-Frere out there as quickly as possible. You know, I don't want to overreact to 2 days in shorts. Arden Key, we've seen Arden Key, you know, do well in camp, but he does seem to be giving John Ojukwu a problem at times. I know they're also, like, he's timing things up and they're trying to get him off sides and things like that. But what are your early impressions of Ojukwu and just that position where it is right now?
Yeah, I mean, he still has a lot to progress with, you know, to improve upon. But, I mean, it's just so hard right now. Like, you know, I was talking to Peter Skoronski and he's like, you know, there's only so much that you could do, right, when you're out there and you know, shorts and T-shirts, and he's right. I mean, that there is only so much you could do. So I wouldn't put too much stock in it. I do think that, you know, he's going to have to make better use of his hands and those types of things. Jalen Harrell, you know, swooped inside move and forklifted it back to Levis and made him have to rush a throw yesterday. So he's going to have to get it together, you know, in this competition, you know, Petit-Frere, they need to get him out there. And Jalen Duncan has just kind of been quiet, you know. Brian Callahan said that, what he said, that you don't really see him when he talked about Ajuku. I saw him a couple times, so we'll just see how it works.
TD, what have been your thoughts on how T'Vondre Sweat has responded to, you know, obviously missing some time in the offseason camp, coming back into camp here now, healthy and ready to go? What have you seen from him the first 2 days?
Well, yeah, so much was made about his shape on the day one, you know, but a lot of people, they don't understand or realize that when you first get back to camp, like, nobody is in superb shape. Just as far as, like, the being out there on the field and having, as Jeffrey Simmons said, you know, somebody weighing on you over and over again, and those reps, like, you can't simulate a football practice. You just can't do it. So he has some issues there, obviously. He played some snaps and then, you know, came out. But I think, you know, watching him yesterday, there were a couple times where they double teamed him and he leaned on him and drove him back. I think he's going to be fine, but it's a gradual process. And, you know, you can't really judge him after the first 2 days because, you know, again, everybody is still getting back into the mix and the swing of things, even the guys who have played pro ball already.
You and I were talking to Kenneth Murray yesterday, and we've talked about this before, you know, scheme with his last team. What about this? Can they do things that fit his strengths? I mean, I certainly notice him on the field more.
Yeah.
Or, you know, quite a bit here, and he seems to be really fired up. Do you feel like he is a guy who can be out there in all situations, or will he be more situational for this team?
No, I think he could be out there in all situations. I just you don't really want him in coverage, you know what I mean, because he's one of those guys where, like, you combo route him and get him to take this cheese and you sneak something behind him. But I mean, I just think in this defense, I think he's going to do well. So he's not someone I would want to limit, you know, as far as opportunities. But, you know, of course, when you're in passing downs, you're going to go to a sub package and he may come out and they'll have someone else in. And that's just the way it's probably going to work.
Well, TD, thanks as always, man. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us. Enjoy training camp as it moves forward here. And we'll talk to you next week.
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. TD, our guest, every Friday morning at 8 o'clock. We'll take your reaction to what Teron had to say, and we'll get a little bit deeper into the D-Hop stuff yesterday. Some pretty interesting comments from Hopkins yesterday as it relates to his relationship with the Titans. We'll get into that. Could there be a contract extension coming for DeAndre Hopkins? Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.